This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, October 9th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Seven tornadoes have hit Florida in advance of Hurricane Milton, that according to the National Weather Service in Miami. The Weather Service said there had been 53 tornado warnings issued by 3 o'clock this afternoon, 41 of those issued by the Weather Service in Miami. Hurricane Milton has been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane, but remains a major storm and a grave threat as it closes in on Florida's west coast, where officials sounded urgent warnings for residents to flee inland or face grim odds of surviving the storm's surge. Milton has fluctuated in strength as it approaches, but regardless of the distinction in wind speeds, the National Hurricane Center said it would be a major and extremely dangerous storm when its center makes landfall later today. Milton was centered around 100 miles southwest of Tampa, with maximum sustained winds of 125 miles an hour at the center reported. Milton is the fourth hurricane to strike Florida in the last 14 months. In a developing story from last week, the European Commission is considering a delay in implementation of an anti-deforestation law. The decision has implications for U.S. beef and soy producers, pending answers to a host of questions from trading partners about how such a rule would be implemented. The EU's executive branch is supposed to begin enforcing the law December 30th, requiring businesses to prove that certain imports to the European market are not linked to deforestation. However, the Commission is now hoping to stall the implementation until the end of 2025 for large companies and until June of 26 for small ones, amid uncertainty over exactly what such a rule would require of commodity producers around the world. Both the European Parliament and Commission would need to approve that extension before December 30th. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture set to release its October WASDE report on Friday at noon Eastern. Some speculate that dry conditions seen in recent weeks would have a negative effect on yield. Corn is often coming to the elevator at levels of 10 to 12% moisture instead of the desired 14%, and has made a difference in yield overall, according to Jack Scoville of Price Futures Group in a note. Weather in the plains expected to stay dry through the rest of the week. Analysts surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have forecast that the USDA would inch its corn production output lower to just over 15.1 billion bushels. Yield expected by traders to fall to 183.4 from 183.6 in the September report. Analysts expect the soybean outlook to fall to 4.57 billion bushels, down 14 million from the September guess. Traders expect the average yield forecast to fall to 53 bushels an acre, compared to 53.2 last month. Inventories of ethanol in the U.S. fell by over a million barrels for the week ending October 4th, that according to the EIA's latest report, sliding significantly lower than forecast by analysts. The EIA said that ethanol inventories totaled 22.15 million barrels. That's down 1.3 million from the previous week, and a larger drop than was forecast in a survey of analysts by Dow Jones. Those analysts thought the figure would be between 23 and 23.5 million barrels. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.